Now we're going to spend a little time exploring service. Rest your hands on your knees or in your lap, whichever's most comfortable. Bring your awareness to your spine, so it's gently straight, all the way up to your neck, slight tuck of the chin if necessary. Just allow your arms and shoulders to relax and be soft. You can drop your gaze in front of you or allow your eyes to gently close. Bringing your attention to the physical sensations of the breath. Maybe the movement of the belly, the chest, or even the sensation of the breath passing through your nostrils. Just allow your awareness to settle on that physical sensation for a few moments now. What does it mean to be of service to someone else? Is service important? If so, what benefits does it bring? Can everyone be of service in some way? Is this something we can learn to do and enjoy doing? The 16 guidelines define service as helping and benefiting others in whatever way we can. Every day, all around us, there are opportunities to make someone else's life a little bit easier or a little bit nicer. We just need to notice those opportunities and act on them. Everyone has the choice to show warm-heartedness to someone else, even if it's just with a smile. What does service mean to you? Perhaps people such as firefighters, teachers, doctors and nurses come to mind. However, small acts of service, of helping and benefiting others, are taking place are all around us, all the time. See if you can bring to mind a recent occasion when you saw someone helping or benefiting another person. It may have been a spontaneous gesture, such as offering a welcome, opening the door, or picking something off the ground. Or perhaps it was something more substantial, like raising money for a good cause. Identify one recent example of service that you have observed in real life and that particularly warmed your heart. If you find this difficult, you can instead bring to mind some positive acts of service that you have heard about or come across in the news. When you've brought this particular example of service to mind, consider who are the different people involved. How did the act of service arise? Who benefited most from it? Why did this act of service warm your heart? Is there anything to be learned? Mahatma Gandhi once said, The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. It's a common experience that helping someone else, in however small a way, can lighten our mood and shift attention away from our anxieties and concerns. There are over 8 billion people on the planet, so why focus on one alone, even if that one person happens to be me, myself? Instead, through reminding ourselves that everyone shares the same wish to be happy, and that each person's happiness is inextricably linked together, we can gradually strengthen our natural capacity to help and benefit each other. The following exercise will introduce you to a tool called inquiry, designed to help us recognize and value the opportunities we have in daily life to be of service to others. It's adapted from the Zen practice of the koan. The aim is to stimulate us to reflect more deeply. This form of inquiry may, at first, feel unfamiliar and even a little uncomfortable. But it's one of the 16 guidelines tools that students have found the most helpful over the years. You'll be asked separate questions. Each question is repeated several times. And the repetition of questions encourages you to go beyond the obvious answers. Try to limit yourself to a short phrase in replying to each question. There's no hurry. There will be a substantial pause each time the question is asked. It's important to be gentle with yourself. So start by consciously relaxing your shoulders and softening your eyes. The first question is, how have you been able to help or benefit others during the past week? If you find this question difficult to answer, start small with little things that we often overlook or forget. How have you been able to help or benefit others during the past week? Keep your mind focused on giving short, factual answers to the question. How have you been able to help or benefit others during the past week? Keep your answers short. There's no need for long explanations. How have you been able to help or benefit others during the past week? Don't worry if you find it difficult to come up with answers to this question. There are many ways in which we may be helping and benefiting others without being aware of it. It's important not to be self-critical. How can we possibly be loving and caring towards others if we can't be loving and caring towards ourselves? So now let go of this first question. Step back, give yourself a moment to clear your mind. It may be helpful to consciously relax your shoulders and soften your eyes. Moving on to the second question, which is, how have other people helped or benefited you during the past week? If you find this question difficult to answer, start small with the little things that's easy to overlook or forget. How have other people helped or benefited you during the past week? Keep your mind focused on giving simple and straightforward answers to this question. How have other people helped or benefited you during the past week? Answer the question as directly and simply as you can, avoiding long explanations. How have other people helped or benefited you during the past week? Again, don't worry if you find this question difficult to answer. Many of us have moments in our life when we feel that we're on our own and nobody is there for us. Step back, let go of the question, give yourself a moment to clear your mind. It may be helpful to consciously relax your shoulders and soften your eyes. Thank you for taking part in this exercise. Did the exercise bring you any insights into how you have offered service to other people in the past week? Did it bring you any insights into how they have offered service to you? We may need to remind ourselves that sometimes the insights from an exercise like this don't arise immediately, but become clear days or even weeks afterwards. There is increasing scientific evidence that helping and benefiting others is not only one of the best ways to improve our own mental and physical well-being, but it's contagious. Every time we witness an act of service, however small, it inspires us to do the same. Mother Teresa once said, "Never worry about numbers. Help one person at a time and always start with the person nearest you." May the practice of service enrich your life and the lives of those around you.